This is Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall, episode number 7 for April 6, 2010. And in this episode, Dr. Hall tells a story of a young boy who had a speech delay and his mother had severe constipation. I'm Dr. Paul Hambrick. Testimonial Tuesday is next.
UpperCervicalDocs.com.
For more testimonials about upper cervical and how it has helped patients, and to hear upper cervical interviews with prominent people in the upper cervical, including Dr. Hall, please go to UpperCervicalDocs.com. It's time for Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall. I'm Dr. Paul Hambrick, and Dr. Hall is here with another fantastic story about upper cervical has helped a patient who sought it out. Hello, Doc.
Hello, Dr. Hambrick. Good to see you again. What is this, the seventh time, or did you say the eighth time we've met up here?
This is the seventh time we have met. Number seven.
Seventh time, wow. Starting to feel old. Hopefully
you got
we'll
a story.
Be able to say 800.
Hey, that's coming. That's coming.
Yes, of course I've got a story for you. And this story is just within the last 3 weeks. So it's fresh and new, not like last week's story. Actually, 2 weeks ago, the story I think was from 7 years ago. So I can't reach back that far this time. This is kind of was a family affair again, and it's a mom and a son who, in fact, this past Saturday I had the referrer in, and she was telling me how happy she was that they finally came in because she had been working on them for over a year, and she finally said a couple weeks ago at church, she got to the mom, she said, "I'm pleading with you. Will you just bring Daniel to Dr. Hall, please?" And so she said yes and brought her six-year-old son in, and his issue wasn't apraxia or speech delay, but it was he looked like he was trying to speak, and he would tell you as much, but it would take about 5 to 7 seconds before his head would kick on about what he was going to say, and then the words would come out. So he had a 5 or 7 second delay between his head and his mouth, I guess is the best way to describe it. Hmm. And like so many of these cases that have these issues, this kid was about a half inch right leg short and had a huge up and forward right atlas misalignment, was corrected, and they don't speak English that well. They're Korean. And so the first week or 10 days, and my LA office has been quite slammed lately, so I didn't exactly spend 10 minutes with them their second or third visit, so it was pretty brief. But I heard from the referrer that delay is completely cleared up, and so that was on a Saturday morning that I found that out, and that Saturday afternoon I go to my LA office from my Torrance office, and they came in, and I had my Korean translator come in because I obviously wanted to hear more, and they confirmed exactly what the referrer said, that his speech issue had completely cleared. And I was trying to figure out why in the first about 10 days they'd sent 4 people into my office, and there you have it. And I think I've said this before, a lot of times patients come in and tell you, and this wasn't this particular case, but they come in, they tell you what's wrong, not necessarily what's cleared up. And I tend to find more about the miracles that happen in my office from the person that referred them in than that person themselves. How often does one of your other patients say, "Hey, you know, John that I sent in there, he came and told me his migraines have been twice a week for 2 years are completely gone." And you're like, "Well, gee, I'm glad he told me that." I was kind of that case. I know with Dr. Forrest, I mean, he knew I was doing better, but I don't think he understood the magnitude of what was transpiring inside of my my body. So that was the mom also. She wasn't too much of a miracle, but she, again, the breadth of things that we affect. She had quite severe constipation, and it was funny how she described this. She said the third day that she had three full bowls this big, even my husband saw. And that really piqued his interest, and he really wanted to come in and see me after that. Atlas out of position, bowels don't work on some people. In fact, I heard not too long ago that autopsies, the average person has 15 pounds of fecal matter inside of them.
Oh, man.
I don't know if that's completely true or not, but I just chalk that up to Atlas subluxation.
Stan Pierce Jr. tell the story of the patient that he had who he was pretty much constipated. He could only go to the bathroom if he got, well, he would start the shower, he would turn it on really hot, and then he would get in the shower and let it beat on the back of his neck for like 10-15 minutes. He felt the urge, he'd get out of the shower and go. And that was the only way he could go. And when Stan adjusted him, instantly it was cleared up.
Yep. I know in my own personal case, every time I'm adjusted, I get a heck of a lot more regular.
Okay.
Now while we're on the subject, I remember this is, 5 years ago, I had a lady and she looked like she was 3 months pregnant because she had to give herself an enema about 4 times a week just to go to the bathroom.
Man.
And about the, somewhere about the 7th day, she literally all night long, she said she went to the bathroom about 18 times, somewhere in there. That was a cool one. Yes,
I'm gonna have
it's
fun.
Kind of amazing.
I'm going to have fun with the title of this episode.
I titled one of my things that I wrote about our healthcare system. It was a constipation of thought and a diarrhea of misinformation. That's our healthcare system in a nutshell.
What would you call the condition of the little boy?
I don't know. I could call up one of my medical friends to find out what name they put on it, right? Apraxia is speech delay, so I don't know what they would have diagnosed him with or what the name would be. We could look it up if we want. Okay. But as I always say to my patients, what good does a friggin' name do you?
Yeah.
Naming you doesn't get you better, does it?
No.
You may feel better.
No, they don't feel better. They feel identity at that point. They don't feel better.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's true.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Doc. We will see you next week.
All right, Dr. Hamburg, take it easy.
Well, that is it for another episode of Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall. Please be sure to listen next week for another great testimonial about how upper cervical is helping to change lives. Hear more testimonials at uppercervicaldocs.com. You can also subscribe to this show on iTunes, where I'd really appreciate it if you'd write a review. It helps Testimonial Tuesday get noticed, and it helps Upper Cervical Chiropractic to get noticed as well.